Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. The battle over the bungled Fast and Furious operation sets up a showdown between Congress and the White House. We're keeping them honest. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. Good evening, everyone. We begin tonight, keeping them honest, with big developments in the story we've been following almost from day one, the bungled ATF operation called Fast and Furious. Developments that could land the nation's top law enforcement official in contempt of Congress and perhaps set off a constitutional battle between Congress and the White House. Let me give you some background first. Fast and Furious, you may remember, let buyers purchase guns in the United States, smuggle them into Mexico. The idea was to track the guns as they made their way inside Mexican drug cartels. Instead, the ATF lost track of those guns, in part because U.S. authorities never bothered to tell the Mexican authorities about the scheme. They never had a way to actually track the guns. That is, not until people started dying.
The only way you're going to find those guns in Mexico is where?
At crime scenes. At the death, at the side of somebody who's dead, at a gun battle between the police and the bad guys, in which either the bad guy was killed and his gun was left at the scene, or used during the commission of a crime in which the gun was left behind.
That makes no sense to me.
Between reasonable men within the law enforcement community, no, there is no reasonable explanation to let these guns walk.
Well, two of those guns made their way back north to the scene where Border Agent Brian Terry was shot dead a year and a half ago. He'd just finished buying Christmas presents for his family. 2 months later, ATF agent Jaime Zapata was killed in Mexico by one of a batch of 10 firearms bought in Houston as part of Fast and Furious. Now, lawyers for the family confirming today they'll be suing the Justice Department. But the big headlines today were in Washington, D.C. After initially cooperating with the House Oversight Committee, which is investigating Fast and Furious, Attorney General Eric Holder refused to turn over more internal Justice Department documents. In a letter today, the Deputy Attorney General, James Cole, notified the committee chairman, Daryl Issa, that President Obama was withholding them on the basis of executive privilege. Now, the move came after threats from the committee to cite Holder for contempt and negotiations yesterday between the attorney general and committee members. Today's decision to invoke executive privilege led Republicans on the committee to say their search for accountability is being stymied.
If Congress has time to look into Major League Baseball, the BCS, and invite Stephen Colbert to come to a committee hearing, surely to goodness we have time to get answers on a fundamentally flawed, lethal investigation like Fast and Furious.
Well, late today, Gowdy's committee voted along party lines to recommend the House issue a contempt citation against Holder. And Democrats accused Chairman Issa and his Republican committee colleagues of conducting a political witch hunt. Republicans suggest the administration is impeding the search for accountability and using executive privilege to do it. Keeping both sides honest, though, tonight, it's worth pointing out a couple of facts. This is the first time that President Obama has invoked executive privilege. Back when Democrats controlled the House and a Republican administration was claiming executive privilege for the sixth time, by the way, the sound bites were 180 degrees opposite. Back then, as House members debated contempt citations against two George W. Bush advisors, Republican members, including Daryl Issa, simply got up and walked out.
We will not stand here and watch this floor be abused for pure political grandstanding at the expense of our national security. We will not stand for this, and we will not stay for this. And I would ask my House Republican colleagues and those who believe that we should be here protecting the American people, not vote on this bill. Let's just get up and leave.